Zvachim Perik Yud Mishnah Zayin. Ubekulam, in all the above mentioned cases, what's the above mentioned cases? We spoke about different korbanos, and the last Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, we had the Gabi the Sedik Dima Bachiloson. So with that, the Mishnah now goes into Protim, that's Negeh, the Oifin Ha'achilah of Karbonis. And the Mishnah says, Achidisha, Kehanim Rishoyin, Lishanis Bachiloson. They're allowed to eat it with a different Surah, or different Oifanim, which means the only carbon that has to be eaten in one specific way is a carbon Pesach, which has to be eaten roasted. But all the other Karbonis, it could be Mishanah Bachiloson, Lochlin Tzluyim, Shlukim, roasted, very cooked. Mivusholim, Mivusholim is less cooked. Shlukim is where it's mamish like when you cook chicken in the soup and mamish becomes cooked out. Veloses l'soichlan, tavle chulin v'tivle truma. Divrei Reb Shimon, this is a chiddush. One is allowed to, the kehanim are allowed to flavor the meat that they eat, the basar kodshim, with flavoring. The lashon in the Gemara is that they would eat it derech gedula, derech malchus, because it's eaten as an avoida, as a madrega. And they would eat it, the Gemara says, with chardal. Chardal normally translates as mustard. It's probably not exactly the same thing. It's some type of stronger version of what they call today mustard. Bin Nizri, also fields of mustard plants. That was the lashon, that's how they would eat basa. That was a spice that was fit for royalty. So the halacha is that the spices that can be used do not have to be kachim. The chiddush over here is that b'derech kalal it's also to bring a behema or anything that's chulin into the azara. Here, these spices are not roy, but shum panim v'ayfim v'akrova. So now there's no issa. A behema, there's an issa to bring in, or basa, could have been boss of kachim, is an issa to bring that in. But not tavlinim. Another chiddush that's mavur over here is goof for the chiddush, which is the das hachalekas over here. Till now it's divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Meir Omer le'itin l'soich and tavle truma, shele yoviz ha'truma l'dei psul. By putting the tavle truma together with kachim, kachim l'maisa one has to get rid of at a certain point. Yom v'layla shneyom v'layla echot doesn't have that long. Setting up truma in a place where it's very old to come to Hefsid is not pashut. Mishnah Ches, Amr Reb Shimon. The Mishnah has an interesting tsura. It's said, kilu, not as a halacha psuka, but as anecdotally. Yeah, that sometimes. Imro Yisro Shemen, if you were to be standing in the Azorah of the Beis Hamikdash, and you would see Shemen where the Mamuna is giving out to Kehanim. We haven't really, in our learning kachim, we haven't really dealt with that part. That's an Indian that comes up in Talmud and Midas and elsewhere, where what are the schusim legabi the kahanim that are in the Beis Hamikdash, legabi the azoru, the kahanim that are on that mishmar, legabi being that which is neskalik the kahanim, lamashul. Let's say somebody, nozir, mitzayru, part of their karbonis, was shemen, and the noiser hashemen, what wasn't used in the seder hazois, was nischalak to the kahanim, and it was eaten with all the dinim of kodesh. Im ro'is hashemen shum nischalak ba'azoru. So what could it be from? It's being given out for achilas kahanim. Einat atzorach l'shomahu. You don't have to ask what it is. You know. What do you know? It has to be elam moiser rikike minkas Yisrael. It has to be left over. One of the carbon, the carbonus of Menachos, is called a mafetanu. Mafetanu was made together with Meshicha Shemen. And the Meshicha Shemen is, there was a large amount of Shemen, a loig Shemen, that was used to be Meshich, the carbon mincha. The leftover was given to the Kehanim. These dinim, by the way, are discussed in Meseches Menachos, Perek Tes. So the Moshe Rikike Minchas Yisrael could be one possibility. The other possibility is v'loik shemen shal mitzayru, like we said before the case. Im ro'isa shemen shun nosun al gabe ishim. If you see, however, shemen that's being put on the mizbeach, on the ishim, on the flames, to be haktoro, ena tatzorach l'shomahu, you don't have to ask what it is, you know what it is. Moshe Rikike Minchas Kehanim. The first case, where it's being given out tachilas kohenim is mosir rikikim in Chas Yisrael. One of the basic halachas of menachos is that a minchas kohen has to be in ganzen hukta alam zbeach. This is the kab mincha, the k'toris, I'm sorry, the k'mitza, was hukta together with a kohen's levoina on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by kahanim. That's only by minchas Yisrael. A mincha that's being brought by a kohen has a din like a korban oilov menachos. The whole thing is hukta alam zbeach. And memela, what shemen could be put on the mizbeach? Either it's rikike minchas kohenim, or it's minchas kohen mashiach. One of the menachos, and this is in Pashas Tzav, is that the kohen godol has to bring every single day minchas chavitin. Minchas chavitin is made from the standard asiris o'efo, but it's made together also with shloisha lugim of shemen. So mela, it's baked with a certain amount of the oil, it's niskadish, but the rest of the shemen, remember that the mincha is kule hukta, because it's called mincha. It's not a nedova, over here it's mandatory for the kohen gadol. But lamais is hukar al mizbeach. In fact, it has a gewisse tzura like a carbon tomid. It's a very interesting point, is that mechtziso is hukar v'aboike, mechtziso is hukar v'ben arbaim, kifi amavur in the pasuk. The noisa shemen is also from a carbon, and that was hooked al mizbeach. Now the point of all this is she'en misnadvin shemen. Reb Shimon, who's the tan of this mishnah, holds that there is no separate nedova as shemen. Reb Tarfin oimer misnadvin shemen. Reb Tarfin is mechadish that shayich for a person to be misnadiv, same way a person can be misnadiv, a carbon oila, a carbon shlomim, carbon. So too, he could also be makriv as a nedova, a nidva shemen. Now, where do you find this idea of that being a korban? Normal, it's only an auxiliary to a korban mincha, like any of the cases that we just discussed. What we find is that there's a minchas nesachim. But a minchas nesachim, normal, is not put al gabe ishim. It's put, there's a mokem miyuchad, where the nesachim of the korbanos are poured. We mentioned earlier, in the sixth perek, there were a few halachas of the kohen going up al gabe hamizbeach, and how he goes, and which keren was miyuchid for minchas nesachim. True, that's a halacha over there, but that wasn't put al gabe yishim, and it wasn't miskalik l'kayanim. So what he's arguing on with Tafim, by the way, is only the shemen shu nos al gabe yishim, not the shemen shu nitin l'kayanim, shu miskalik l'kayanim bazar. That he agrees with the Shimon, that there's only the two cases mentioned above. Now the pashtus of what this din of a minchas shemen would look like is that it's huktar in ganzen al gabi oishim. However, this is not a dova muskim because there are those that tain in the Gemara. The Gemara has a shita b'shem Shmuel, shita b'shem Abaye, look at the Tosfos Yomtiv, and that is that could be that this shemen, which is hukar v'fnei atzma, is like a korban mincha. So mele a k'mitza of the shemen goes al gabi the mizbech unless it's being brought by a kohen. And then the rest is Necha L'Kahanim Ba'azor. So L'maisa the Rav is soysim like the Shita that everything was put Al Gabi Hoyishim. Now, the din that we're discussing over here that's a machlok is whether there's such a Nedova. But it's only by Shemen. Reb Tarfin is Maskim, or rather the Tana Reb Shimon that holds over here that you can't give Shemen Kishalatzim. It definitely holds that there is a carbon that a person can be Menadiv, a minchas nesachim of yayin levad. In fact, it's a whole sugya that the Rav brings over here. It's a Gemara daf tzadik aleph. Bavus the Gemara, but the Gemara has a whole shaila. If they would take yayin and they would pour it al gabi oishim, l'chayra it would extinguish. It would be mechaba the fire on the mizbech. There's a lav in the Torah, the beginning of Pashas Tzav, of leisichbe. So how's one not over that lav? So the Rav brings over here the Gemara and he says, the Torah says, Leisichbe, Behoil Veinim Iskavin Lichboi Shori. And the Rav brings an Arichus, the Kirub Shimon Kaimalon, the Dovashenim Iskavin Mutter. The Rav brings Velehavi Psik Reisho. The obvious question is that the Klal in Kolator Kulo, is that even though Dovashenim Iskavin according to Kirub Shimon is Mutter, the Moshul, the classic case, somebody schlepping a bench. And the bench happens to make a hole, but he's not trying to make a hole. He's schlepping the bench from place to place. if the bench is light enough that it's not mukhrach that the hole will be made, it's mutter and a miskaven. If the bench is heavy enough that the hole for sure will be made, it's a psikreishon, even according to Reb Shimon. It's also. Zokter Rav over here, it's not a psikreishon. The efshe shetiyo eish gedoylu v'chazok v'tinatzeich zayayim v'lo yichbe. This is what the Rav brings, and this is really a machlekes rishonim. Bavus, Tosfos in Shabbos, Tosfos in Ksubos, that's where the Yeshiva Shoelim meets up with in Ksubos Davov, is the sugya of psikreisha deloy nichale, that even when something's a psikreisha, it doesn't have a din of meleches machsheves, when it's loy nichale, the koyin over here that was menasech, the yayin certainly didn't mean to put out the fire. So that psikreisha, he didn't mean to do it. He was doing a maisa of pouring it al gabi o yishim. Even though physically it's a psikreisha, but it's loy nichale, it doesn't have a shame of meleches machsheves. Pavus the raid, exactly how that works, but that's the sugis hashas over here that the Rav alludes to. Again, the Rav is not going with that mahalo. So he says it's not a psikreishon. But the other Rishon, the Bahag, famously holds that it is a psikreishon. He brings a raya to it, psikreishon, lanichale, is also not a psikreishon.